Somehow a single strand of the woman's hair had become entwined through Soulcatcher's fingers. Those fingers shimmered momentarily. The air became charged. The other staffers whimpered and wished they had even had the nerve to try to run. Narita reappeared slowly, taking short zombie steps.
"Here,"
Soulcatcher said. She pointed at a spot on the anger chamber floor.
"The rest of you, go away quickly."
She did not have to add any encouragement.
"Fat woman, tell me everything about the creature who always carried the Gungisha."
"I've told you everything I know,"
Narita whined.
"No, you have not. Start talking. She may have kidnapped the Radisha."
Soulcatcher regretted mentioning that the instant the words left her helmet. The laughter sounded like it was coming from just out in the hallway, a diabolic snickering. The protector's head twitched toward that direction. She sensed no threat. It could wait a minute.
"Her name is Min Subradil."
It took Narita only another 30 seconds to relate everything she knew about Min Subradil, her daughter Shikandini, and her sister-in-law Sawa.
"Thank you,"
Soulcatcher snarled.
"You've been most unhelpful, and for that I shall provide an appropriate reward."
She gripped the fat woman's throat in her right hand. Squeezed. As Narita went limp and laughter sounded once more, there might have been a word there, too. Ardath? Or perhaps Seeloth? Or might it have been... No matter. Soulcatcher would not listen to that. Just to the mockery. She hurled herself toward the sound, but when she burst into the hallway, there was nothing to see. She started to call for guards, for Greys, but recalled that she had just slain the one person other than herself who knew for sure that the Radisha had disappeared. The Radisha had shut herself away from the world. That was all anybody really needed to know. The princess could live forever right there in her anger chamber. She did not need to venture forth ever again. She had her good friend the protector to handle the boring chores of managing her empire for her. More laughter, apparently from nowhere and everywhere. Soulcatcher stamped away. This was not over yet. A white crow dropped out of the murk near the ceiling of the hallway, flapped heavily, landed beside the fat woman. It held its beak poised beneath her nostrils momentarily, as though checking for breath. Then it flapped away suddenly, sharp ears having caught the sound of a stealthy footfall. A shivering Jarl Barandandi eased into the chamber. He knelt beside the woman. He took her hand. He remained there, tears streaking his cheeks, until he heard the protector returning, arguing with herself in a variety of voices. Chapter 40. "What do you know about that?" I said to Sarah. "Narita tried to cover for you, and then Barandandi got all broken up about what happened to her." Sarah waggled a finger. She was thinking. "Morgan, what do you know about that white crow?" Morgan hesitated before responding.
"Nothing."
Which meant he was telling an